Precious Jesus, we thank you and praise you for washing us white as snow. Thank you for your sacrifice on the cross. Thank you for your triumph over the grave. We exalt you, we praise you. You are worthy of all of our praise today. In these moments, as we consider sacred lines from your holy word, and as we hear sacred stories of life change and see baptisms and see people join in membership, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to be glorified, honored, and praised in every way. We want to set you apart in our hearts right now in a very special way. We worship and adore you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to invite you, if you have an app on your phone, Bible app on your phone, to join me, please, in Romans 6, Romans chapter 6. If you want to look on a classic copy, there are Bibles in front of you, or maybe you brought your classic copy along today. That's awesome, too. Romans chapter 6, I invite you to open there. Our first house, our family's very first house in Marion, Iowa, was original, classic, kind of this blend of farmhouse, Victorian, originally Midwest white. Yeah. Neighbors told us about it when we purchased. Sorrowfully, very sorrowfully, that house had been turned from Midwest white into green by the previous owner. Here it is. Apparently, some revenge took place. Some mean revenge from the husband against his cheating wife when she took off one weekend. I'm not making this up. Really happened. She hated green. He painted the house in one weekend. Paint cans in the basement after we moved in told us that it was called mown grass green. It wasn't just green, it was mown grass green. Whole bunch of things had gone wrong with that house. Whole bunch of things. Honestly, the ugly color was just the starting point. But it helped us buy the house because nobody else wanted this house. Helped us a lot. We got to buy it. It was mown grass green. Yay. But here's the deal. Lots had gone wrong with that house. The inside, when we looked at it, the inside was empty. Truly, totally, totally empty inside. People had moved out weeks before. We explored around inside and discovered numerous issues inside there. It was all scuffed up in numerous ways, scuffed up floors that needed refinished, aged systems, though the bones were good, but aged systems on the house, worn thin shingles. The sad place needed all sorts of loving upgrades. Some of you have done a place like that before. It had plenty of wrongs. Very unimpressive inside, across walls and floors and furnishings. It needed to be redecorated. Truly. It needed to be beautified. It needed to be made right. We bought it, and on the inside of that house, that kind of new charm transpired. Eventually, on the outside, we changed the grotesque green to a contemporary tan, cream, khaki with burgundy accents. And you just got to imagine it. You're hoping for a different picture on the screen. I know. You just got to imagine it, okay? It turned beautiful, truly. Gorgeous. Our on the outside statement with paint was revelatory of what was already made right on the inside. And my friends, baptism is like that. Baptism is revealing on the outside what's been made right on the inside through faith in Jesus Christ and his gracious work for us. Now, soak that in for a moment. Just ponder that. Maybe for the very first time, maybe like never before. Baptism is revealing on the outside what's been made right on the inside through faith in Christ and his gracious work for us. Romans 6, 1 through 4, Paul says, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means, Paul says. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Baptism powerfully pictures Christ's own death and resurrection. And our death to the old sinful person, all the ugly evil that lives within us as humans. All that wrong was made right in Christ's death on the cross for us. All that wrong was made right in Christ's death on the cross for us. We were buried with him. Under the water portrays that. But like Christ, we rise in new life. Baptism shows on the outside this deep inside change of heart. Throughout this service, in the next few minutes, you're going to get to hear stories that marvelously portray and proclaim this. And then you'll see baptisms when we're all done. In here, you'll have the opportunity to go down to the neighboring property, Longsdorf's Pond, right down here, across the parking lot. And we invite everybody to stay around to go down and watch baptisms happen when we've wrapped up in here. And then, yes, there will be food. Yeah. So there's a wonderful picnic lunch is planned. It'll happen back up here across the parking lot. And everybody's invited to stay, warmly, warmly invited to stay. We hope you will. And there's inflatables for the kids and a number of just really fun things we're going to do together. There's also some ice cream, in case you wondered. Gracious truth right here. Gracious truth. Jesus works gracious change in our heart mindset, manner, and methods of living, plus motivation and life mission. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. His life, love, and work flowing through our lives, love, and work. And so he works this gracious change in our heart mindset. It starts right there, heart mindset change. And then as we learn his truths, his ways, his patterns for daily living, manner and methods of living change. And then all the way along, this motivation transformation is happening. This life mission, we sense we're sent to be and do a whole different way. A way that blesses others. This incredible mission that ripples out through us. We are saved, rescued from sin, death, and hell by grace. God's loving, saving work, his wondrous gift. This is all gift. Every person you hear sharing today, you'll sense it. This isn't something they drummed up, they whipped up, they worked up. Oh, they had some choices to make. They had some crucial decisions to make to decide, I'm going to follow Jesus. But at the core, what has happened is a work of grace, an incredible work of grace, gift. Grace and gift always go together in God's great, great work. Grace and gift. We are saved. We are rescued from our sin, death, and hell through faith. That's that choice. Personally trusting in Christ's sacrificial death and glorious resurrection. Trusting in Christ's sacrificial death and his glorious resurrection. We are saved, rescued from our sin, death, and hell to live new lives marked by this gracious change in mindset, methods, yes, motivation, and life mission. Listen to Paul's words again in Romans 6, 1 through 4. If you have it open, you can look on right there. Romans 6, 1 through 4, Paul says, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means, God forbid, he says. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And then verse 4, here it is. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Paul's words paint amazing frescoes of life change. And note, it's very important, note what Paul says. Is God's grace, this gift, a license to just do whatever, just sin it up? And God's grace covers it. No way. We don't live to sin more. We live new lives. We live new lives with Jesus' heart, Jesus' pattern, Jesus' priorities. We live the Jesus way. We live because of Jesus' righteousness in us. We live right because Jesus' righteousness has changed us on the inside, so we live right on the outside. All this because of King Jesus. All this because of King Jesus. Recall, baptism is revealing on the outside what's been made right on the inside through faith in Christ and his gracious work, his gift for us. Across the next few minutes, we're going to hear a set of wonderful people share their amazing stories in anticipation of getting baptized. And midway through hearing those, we'll sing some more. We'll also get to hear people share who are joining in church membership after that. So we're going to do things in a couple of groupings here. In advance, I've gone out on a limb here and told everybody sharing their story. I went out on a limb, and in faith, I told them that you will throw no tomatoes. All right, and I told them that you're here to cheer them on, and that you got their backs. That you're here. Okay, some of them may cry, some of them may appear nervous. We're all cool with that, right? Okay, so in advance, in faith, let's clap. All right. 1st crew that's going to join me is Braden and Owen and Liberty. I'm going to have them come up, and then also Elena and Kim. Come on up, first grouping. Let's invite them as they come. Come on up.